pretty cool. So, I was just saying. Anyway, one day I was laying in bed. You know, I don't even set an alarm anymore. I still wake up pretty early. But I was, and what I used to do when the kids were at home and I had work and get them off for school, I would lay in bed in the morning and I would think about all the things I had to do that day. And then I would be like, okay, let's do this. And then I'd, you know, get up and charge forward. Well, this one morning lately, I'm laying in bed and I'm thinking, well, I don't have to go to a job. I don't really have to get anybody up for school. And nobody really needs me today. I mean, I was not needed. And I know, like, for you moms right now, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. That would be wonderful. That would be awesome. But, you know, as I laid there, I was kind of sad about it because I was like, well, this kind of sucks. What kind of, you know, am I not needed anymore? And I almost had this feeling of boredom. And the more I kind of went down that path, I was like, just getting myself more and more depressed. And it wasn't very cool. But then the scripture that came to my mind was in Habakkuk 3:17 through 19. I'll read that in just a minute. But it's simple word, rejoice. And is it Savannah? Or what you said today was so good, rejoicing. And I was laying in bed and I was thinking about that word, rejoicing. And I love that word, rejoicing. And so as I laid there with the opportunity to think about, I'm kind of bored with life. I really don't have to do anything. I don't really have a purpose, which I know is not true. I have lots of things I am involved in. And I have purpose and I have value and I know that. But my mind was going down the deep end. And I could feel this depression. I mean, I could literally hear the enemy, you know, saying things like, well, just stay in bed. You know, what's the point? You know, you don't have to, don't brush teeth, just roll around your jams all day. You know, not that there's anything wrong with that. But I was getting more and more depressed. So I do want to just let us look at Habakkuk 3. This will take me forever to find it. I'm kidding. I have it right here. It's a pet peeve to be like. Anyway, Habakkuk 3. I thought about that when I thought, I'm going to use my Bible. I'm going to freak Jenny out. Habakkuk 3:17 says, and I shared this scripture not too long ago, but it's really been sticking with me. And this is kind of sometimes where we are in life. Though the fig tree bears no blossoms, no, there is no fruit on the vines, though the product of the olive oil fails, though the fields yield no food, though the flock is cut off from the fold, and there is no cattle in the stall. That was kind of like me laying in bed thinking all these negative thoughts. And then verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt in the victorious God of my salvation. So we have to like begin to stir that up. Then the next verse is so amazing. The Lord is my strength, my personal bravery, my invincible army. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and will make me to walk and not stand still in terror, but to walk, making spiritual progresses upon my high places of trouble, suffering, and responsibility. And don't you ever feel like that when you get life starts happening to you and you just start feeling down, you get frozen? Anybody else feel that way? You're just like, I don't know what to do. I can't get myself moving. And God says right here, I will cause you to make progress in that, in your places of spiritual progress, not just earthly progress, but there's a spiritual progress to be won in those situations. But he's going to cause us to walk through them, to make progress, and upon our high places. I thought this was interesting. High places of trouble. Anybody got trouble? Anybody got suffering? Anybody been suffering? Anybody have responsibilities? Man, sometimes that is just overwhelming, isn't it? So much. But God is here to say, I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. He's our strength. He's our personal bravery for whatever you're going through. You sometimes need a personal bravery, somebody to stand by you and say, you got this. We can do this. He's our invincible army. Think about that, having an invincible army around you. Some of us have gone through some things that are just, you just don't see any way possible that this can ever change. But God is our, we each have our own invincible army. He makes, and this is an interesting point, He makes our feet like hinds' feet. Does anybody know what hinds' feet are? It's a female deer. A female deer. A female deer that can place her back feet exactly where her front feet are. And you think about a female deer running and climbing, you know, rocks and all kinds of things. You think, how does this creature with four legs not fall off? You ever wonder that? But a female deer that can place her feet exactly where her front, her, she can place her back feet exactly where her front feet were. She's making progress. She doesn't lose her balance. She's not one inch off. And she is able to run in abandonment. She's not, have you ever seen a deer go, I don't know, where's that next step? No, they just run, don't they? And they don't, you don't see them tripping and falling. You don't see deer running to the vet to get a sprain or a sprint put on their ankle. No, they're perfect. They run with abandonment. And in time of danger, she's able to run securely and not get off track. She doesn't get off track. The deer is able to scale unusual difficult terrain, and elude predators. This is what God is saying to us, that we are able to scale unusual difficulties. I can look around the room and I can see several of us with some unusual difficulties. But God is here to tell us, I'm going to help you scale that terrain and to elude the predator. Who's our predator? The enemy, Satan. When I was laying in bed, I'm like, that enemy was coming after me. I know it sounds like a silly thing. Oh, I'm bored. But do you realize from one extreme to another, there's the extreme of being, oh, I'm overwhelmed, and you shut down. Then there's this other extreme of being bored, what's the point? And then there's everything in between. But lying in bed that morning, I realized I was going off track. And the enemy was trying to convince me there was nothing worth getting up for. And you know what went off in my head? I don't know if you guys remember this. Danger, 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 Will Robinson. I know I'm dating myself. Does anybody know what that's from? Lost in Space. It was a TV show back in the 60s. Will Robinson was the kid, and the robot would go, danger, danger, Will Robinson, danger. And I felt like this alarm was going off in me. Danger, danger, you're getting off track. And you know that the show was called Lost in Space. And you know where we get lost? We get lost in space right here. Between these two ears, we can get lost in space. But God, He makes our feet like hinds' feet. We're able to run securely, elude the predator, the Satan. He will make us to walk, not to stand still, but to make us walk and have progress upon our high places of trouble, of suffering, and responsibility. You know, that's something else in the Christian body. I think we need to learn to suffer well. I think we just need to learn to realize we're going to suffer, and it's okay. And just to settle down in it and just do the next right thing and the next right thing and the next right thing. So it's a very dangerous place to be, in an overwhelmed place or a bored place. You got to remember that danger sign. So I started looking at that word rejoice. And if I ever, which I'm not, if I was to have another daughter, I would name her Rhea, just as a reminder to rejoice. And I started thinking of the words re, all the words with re in them, and my heart started turning, and I just love them so much. And I made a list of the words re. So I want you to think about these words and how they apply to you in your life. Rejoice. Redo. You know, it's okay to redo things. Reaping. Reavail. We can reavail ourselves of the goodness of God. Reawake. Rebloom. Rebegin. Rebirth. Reclaim. Rebuild. Recover. Recycle. Redeem. Reenact. I love that. Reenact. We can have a second act in life. Reform. Regrow. Regenerate. Regard. Regroup. Sometimes in life we just need to regroup. Relax. Relief. Relook. Relook. Relook at situations. Relook at your life. Just relook at things in a different way. Relying. There's a word, I didn't even know this word existed. Remercy. Remercy. Remind. Renamed. Renew. Renewal. Repent. Replace. Replenish. Request. Make your requests be made known unto God. Restore. Rethink. Reunite. Reunion. Revert. Relationship. And retire. Funny, huh? All those things. I mean, just those words just encourage me. When you can take a problem or a difficulty and you start making a list, like, okay, I'm going to rejoice over this. I can redo this. I can redo this day. I can redo my thinking. And you just start to get really encouraged. And I went on to say, we all face different, oh, that's nothing. We're all in different seasons in life, right? We live our life in different seasons. We enter seasons, we live in the seasons, and we live in the seasons, and we live in them. When you're raising your kids, you're living and you're living and you're living in it. And then we leave them. And then you're in a new season and you're kind of like, where the hell am I now? Oh, sorry. Where the heck? I've been watching that one little video where the little kid's voice is so cute and goes, what the hell? What the hell? And that is always stuck in my head. Forgive me. Danger, danger. Bro Robinson, danger. Anyway. So we leave those situations, we leave those seasons, and the important thing is that we don't get stuck. There's a danger of getting stuck in life, and which brings me to think about, I'm just going to switch gears here because this has been on my heart for our church. Everybody knows we're trying to sell the church, and we have, well, the church has kind of outgrown us, which is kind of a different situation to be in, but it's the season that we're in. And I've been thinking about that and just been praying about that, and I felt like God had a word for us. And the word is that we entered this building in peace, and we're going to leave this building in peace. This building's going to go on to be a blessing to whoever buys it, because we're going to bless it. We're going to bless it. And God was saying, release it. Release it. If you're hanging on to something so tight and you're bitter and you're mad and you're like, why this and why that and we shoulda, coulda, woulda, you're going to have bitterness. But God wants us to release it and go for what's ahead of us, because there's good things. We're in a new season and it's exciting. The other thing is, I don't know how we got here. I don't know why all this is happening. I really don't care. At this point, I really just don't care. You know what I care about? I care about you guys. I care about Jenny. I care about her family. I care about Pastor Dave and Chris. And I really felt strongly about this, that this building has been a blessing to us. It's been beautiful. And some of us remember when we bought it. And we were working here round the clock, weren't we? My husband and I, we would come home, change our clothes, come here, and there'd always be food. Dreen's that kid, and there's always food. We'd eat, and we'd work several hours. And then other people that could work during the day, we did as much as possible that we could do on our own. And it was interesting because we worked with different people. We did different things. I got to have a sledgehammer and hit walls. That was kind of fun. And then I got that taken away from me, and then I just had to pick up garbage. I just got to pick up garbage. Yeah, fun. But I was good at it. Anyway. No, I think he was doing something else. We were both working. Oh, probably did. And you know what else we were doing? We were doing the Easter musical, weren't we? Yeah, we were. We were doing it all. And I believe people got saved during that time, didn't they? Lots of people. And we were having fun. And we entered in peace, and we're going to leave in peace. And it's all okay. But the thing is, with this building, it's not the heritage. It's not the legacy. Jenny, Jason, their family are the legacy, the heritage that Pastor Dave and Chris have left us. And you know what else? I'm a part of that heritage. You're a part of that heritage. The ones I see in this room, we've been through some things, haven't we? We got some gold here, and it's important. And I just want, and I've shared some of this with Chris, that I want them to know that they have worked hard on making this building a beautiful space for us to worship in. I mean, there's not a nook or cranny that isn't well thought out and decorated and made beautiful, and it's been creative, and it's been cared for, and it's been nurtured, and this building is better than when we came in. We're leaving it better than when we came in. Sure, it's got some things that need to be fixed. What home doesn't? But God, they have provided us with a wonderful place to worship and get to know one another. And I am forever grateful for that. But I want you to know, Pastor Dave used to say to us, and I don't remember if you guys remember this, he'd say, I'm trying to help you. You know, I'm just trying to help you. And you know what? Jenny has that same heart. She came into this with a heart of wanting to help people. This has been hard for their family. So please lift them up in prayer. They've watched their parents work in this building when we didn't even know it. They've watched them. They've watched them pour their time, their talent, their resources into that for us. So letting go of it is hard. It's difficult. But that's not our heritage. But it's okay to grieve it, and we should. But then we're going to be there for each other, right? We came in peace. We're going to leave in peace. And it's all going to be good because God is with us. The Lord's our strength. He's our personal bravery. He's our invincible army. And I just want you guys to know I love you. And I've probably been like you guys too. What happened? What's going on? How'd we get? It really doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. You can go down that road if you want. But for me, when I would do those types of things, it gets me stuck. I don't want to be stuck. Again, that's danger, danger, Will Robinson, danger. So let's not get stuck. Let's renew. Let's rethink it. Let's rebuild. Let's restore. Let's relook at things. Let's rejoice for the things that we have because we have a lot. We are very rich. And it is a great day to be baptized. When I think about that, you are saying something to yourself. You're saying something to the enemy. You're saying something to each other. You're saying something to God. I have rethought my life, and I am rededicating it to the Lord. And I want to rejoice and renew, and I want something fresh. I want a refreshing, a renewal. So, it's 11:15, and that's that, and we're going to do some baptizing. And so, I'm just going to close in prayer. Father, we thank you that your word does not return void, that you accomplish what your word is sent it to do. And Father, you're our invincible army. You are our personal bravery. God, please help each of us to think about, what do we need? What personal bravery do we need? Help us to dig into that scripture. Help us to find that word of God, to begin to speak it out, and to begin to say, this word will not return void, but it will accomplish what God sent it to do. If it's in the Bible, God sent it for a reason. He sent it for each of us. So we thank you for that, God. We thank you that our plans are in your hands. You order our footsteps. Our footsteps are ordered by you. And we trust you. We rely on you. We lean on, we depend on, and we trust you, Father. And trust is not knowing the outcome, but believing it's in your favor. I speak blessing over every family.